Well, we're certainly glad you're here. It's Monday. It's April 23rd, 2012. And some of you may be listening to our archive programs page or listening to the streaming audio of Great News Radio. There's many ways to tune in and be a part of this radio listening family. And I'm appreciative for each and every one of you that is taking the time to tune in. And hopefully through our broadcast today, you'll be blessed. You'll be drawn closer to God. You'll recognize He desires to work in and through you. He has a plan and purpose for you. Plan to prosper you, and that can take on many different shapes and forms and ways, but be open to entertaining the idea that He wants to work in and through you today, and then just keep your eyes open, and you can see Him maybe work out His kingdom plans this very day in and through your life. And I'm grateful this morning I have Jim Gunther in the studio with me, and we have Scott Waddles on the line, and both of these gentlemen will be a part of the meet and greet tomorrow at the Olive Garden restaurant in Champaign between the hours of 4:30 and 6:30, and it's the last meet and greet, so come on out, everyone. We want to fill up the whole Olive Garden restaurant because Scott's going to sing some songs. Dr. Phoebe Lanier's going to sing some songs. I think, Jim, you're going to do some backup and assist,
yep.
And Steve McClary, I think, is going to sing along, bring in his guitar, and we're going to have some festivities. Dina Mum, she's going to read some poetry, so there will be some really God-honoring worship and entertainment, great food and fellowship, so that's tomorrow night, everyone. Everyone plan on joining us between the hours of 4:30 and 6:30. Great News Radio will have a display set up. There will be some prize giveaways, and somebody will win a $25 gift card to the Olive Garden restaurant. So many reasons to come out. But today on this special edition of Mark and Friends, I asked Jim Gunther to come into the studio because he and Scott have been good friends for the past number of years. And God has used Jim and Scott's life, Scott and Jim's life, and it's been interesting to see both of their faith journeys grow as they desire to be more fully surrendered to the Lord Jesus Christ and used of Him in their different areas of giftedness, and that's with singing and producing songs and being involved in a lot of different things that are God-honoring. And so we asked Scott one of his favorite verses, and Jim's going to be reading that, and then we're going to have Jim introduce Scott because you're good friends and you can share a little of how you've seen God work in and through your situations.
Philippians 4:13, I can do everything through Him who gives me strength.
Now, why do you think Scott chose that, Jim, as one of his verses that's a favorite?
Well, when you look at what Scott has gone through in the past years, and right now he's dealing with his mother that's going through cancer, this is a verse that just gives you hope. And without hope, we don't have anything.
Yeah.
And we have hope in Christ. And I think this is the backbone of what Scott believes.
Now, Scott, did he do a good job, or do you have other reasons why this is one of your favorite verses or a life verse for you?
You know, it's funny because when Jim said that, I'm like, you know, he's right. I hadn't really thought about that. We fight the flesh constantly to where we're by nature want to be self-serving, and we know that true fulfillment is serving God. So it's funny, sometimes you think of your problems and the things that you're trying to overcome, and if you really just focus on Christ and realize that He's already won those battles for you. And Jim's right, it's all about hope. I think that verse really just sums it up. You really draw strength in knowing that Christ is on your side and that He lives inside you.
Now, Scott, I had you interviewed, I don't know, 2, 3, 4 years ago, and I like to tell people this, especially those that might come out to tomorrow's meet and greet at the Olive Garden restaurant, but when we were talking about your testimony some years ago, at one point I said, Scott, I've seen you with Blue Suede Crew, I've seen you present and do many different renditions of some of Elvis's favorite songs, and I thought you were one of the best representatives. I forget, is it called a tributarian? What's the kind of correct way of how you share Elvis?
Really the notion of Elvis tribute artist, because really you don't impersonate because Elvis is no longer with us, so many see it as a tribute to him and his music, and so it's not quite the over-personification of what Elvis really was. I really don't go heavily into trying to speak like Elvis and totally emulating him. It's just really the image as well as the music. And I think what I do differently than a lot of the tribute artists is I do favor his gospel music most of all. I think that is what I connected with as a child the most. And I think it really tapped into the kindness of Elvis, and despite the world that he lived in, and we know his everyday life, his heart really was in the right place, and it did belong to Christ. And we know that from the gospel music that he was so familiar with. And there's so many wonderful stories about Elvis hanging out with the Stamps Quartet and the Blackwood Brothers, and he too would attend the quartet conventions, and he just loved that music. It spoke to him. And being from Memphis, that was such a melting pot for all styles of music, but that gospel music was so strong in that area.
Well, I remember some years ago when I had you on the phone, and maybe we can do this again later on in this program, but I said, Scott, could you sing one of your Elvis favorites, one of the gospel selections? And you literally, you set the phone down, you picked up your guitar, and you just started singing. And people, like the next day or people that I saw, said, did I play an Elvis CD over the air? They were so convinced that that was a live recording of Elvis Presley. And I'm like, no, that was Scott Waddles. But you've not only done a tribute to Elvis through many of the concerts, but you've written your own gospel songs. And I think tomorrow night you're also going to sing a few of your own selections, right?
Yeah, I am. You know, I haven't shared this with a whole lot of people. When I was a child, I didn't see very well. It was later diagnosed that I had a birth defect called Marfan syndrome. And a lot of people associate that with Abraham Lincoln, very tall and thin and lanky, and a lot of people have a heart disorder. But in my case, it wasn't my heart, it was in my eyes. I was born with, my lenses were cataract and also dislocated. So at an early age, they put corrective lenses on me. So my eyes, it really took them a long time to gain strength. So at some stage, I had large print books. And probably back, if they would have had special ed when I was younger, I probably would have been in special ed. I probably should be in it now. During college years, I was not involved in music, and I was literally heavy into weightlifting and powerlifting, which was not a good idea for my eyes. And I had a detached retina. And it really knocked me out of commission for a while. And during that time, I couldn't lift, I couldn't be active, and I picked up the guitar and started playing. So it's just amazing when you look back at how God moves your life and moves in your life. And, you know, that opportunity, he was guiding me in a direction that I have been blessed over and over again. I'd finish the story. I've had two detached retinas since then. It was during the third detachment that I actually, well, by meeting my wife, becoming engaged and being confirmed, I was baptized. Everything changed. I make a joke. I say that I made two great decisions in my life. The first one was becoming baptized, and the second one, of course, was marrying my wife. Mm. But when God sends you a beautiful woman, and she says, you know, the only way that you can go out is if you go to church, what a wonderful way to go to church. So, you know, it wasn't through brokenness that I ended up in church. You know, most people, that's how they're led there. But I was actually led there by a beautiful 5'10" blonde, so who went to Decorah College at Luther College in Iowa. So been very blessed. I get off subject, Mark.
No, that's excellent. In fact, I'm going to have Jim do a little more of an intro in just a second. In case you just tuned in, I have Scott Waddles on the phone with me, Jim Gunther in the studio. Both of these gentlemen will be at our meet and greet tomorrow. And yet, Scott, you're talking about, thank you, God, for your lovely wife and your initial commitment to Christ and growing in him. And yet, I've even seen in the last few years you deepening your commitment, your desire to please the Lord, your desire to serve him through your ministry of music. And I think Jim Gunther has had a role in that, and others that have come alongside and prayed with you and guided you. So, Jim, you've been involved in Scott's life for a number of years, and I know you're so encouraged. You and I talk daily, all the time, and you say, you know, Mark, Scott will text me two or three times a week with an inspirational thought, with an affirmation. He's really blessing me, and I've loved the opportunity to pour myself into his group and his ministry and his work. So tell us a little of how you would introduce Scott to our radio listening family.
My dad made a comment to me one time. He says, Jim, at 18 years old, I've taught you all I know to teach you. From now on, it's up to you. But he said, I'm going to tell you one thing. Hang around guys that are better than you. And there was a reason for that. God has blessed me with the friendship of Scott Waddles. When a guy texts you, and it's the right time at the right moment where you need encouragement. This is a God thing. When he gives you a friend that will call you up and say, hey, man, I really appreciate your friendship. I really appreciate what you do. That's a friend. Those are the guys you want to keep near to you. It's my pleasure to introduce my friend, my mentor, my good buddy, my brother in Christ, Mr. Scott Waddles.
Let me jump on something that you just shared. When your father said, meet up with people that are better than you, explain that a little. What does that mean, better?
It's easy to hang around with the people that will drag you down, that don't help you, that don't encourage you, those people that just weight you down. Mm-hmm. But the people that build you up, that encourage you, and also keep you on the right track.
Yeah.
Those are the guys you want to hang with so that you can help the people who are down and out that need help and pull them up.
And like you're saying, those that will make you better. I have some people that invest in my life that kind of hold up the Christ bar, if you will, so that I become
right.
a better Christian. And it's like rubbing shoulders with them. They want me to improve, to grow. And another thing you mentioned, Jim, which is true of you, which has been an encouragement for me, but at times when maybe I come to your mind and you think, I wonder if I'm supposed to call him up. And how many times have we talked where maybe you and I have connected and it's like it was a total God thing. And so I'm sharing this with our radio listening family, because if God brings somebody to mind, or somehow out of nowhere a thought of about an individual comes to your mind, follow up in those intentions. Maybe they're in danger. Maybe they need prayer. Maybe they need a word of encouragement. And oftentimes I think the Holy Spirit does that unique work where he prods us to think of somebody. And how many times have you called me and I'm like, you won't believe this, Jim. I just was thinking about that or struggling through that. And so Scott's been that kind of friend for you.
Oh, geez. I mean, between you and Scott, I mean, Scott will call up and say, you know, sometimes I'm just thinking of you. You know, or text me, and it's like being in the morning, it almost brings tears to my eyes. And, of course, sometimes I think, you know, I just have a little indigestion, and I think about you.
Mark, sometimes I think of it as, I know it's brotherhood, but sometimes it's, I've heard it used as an accountability team. And it's those members in your court, whether it's one or two people at work, or maybe at the YMCA where you work out, or just Panera's or the coffee shop or somewhere. But
oh, you mean Jim's office. You mean Jim's office.
I had to slide it in there somehow. But they're very aware of what's going on in your life. And I think it's very important to keep those people around you. And I think be very open and share all the ups and downs. And I know that with Jim, I've appreciated that whether it's work, marriage, you know, love and music, I can share anything with Jim. Mm-hmm. And we really kind of see the relationship through Christ's eyes, whether that's a marriage or a friendship. I think it's so important to see everything through God's eyes. Mm-hmm. And you will see more clearly. Sometimes you will overlook or see more deeply into situations or into people. Mm-hmm. But I think it's almost an accountability team.
Well, apparently some years ago, as Servant Quartet started to at times be in a position where they sang with you, or they maybe opened up for the Blue Suede crew, I know there was a practice that Jim and some of the guys implemented where they always wanted to pray before the concerts. Maybe walk us through a little of that maybe challenge to how you used to present before a concert, now how it's a regular practice of each and every time you go out and present, that you have that core starting point of praying, Lord, help me tonight, bless the people, use me. Kind of take us through a little of that growth.
Well, I watched changes within our group, and it was obviously a routine of Jim and his group to pray. And it was Jim who offered before one of our shows and said, hey, let's pray. And I said, well, absolutely. And it later, my group, I know they felt that peace before they went on. So we continued that for two or three more times, and it got into a routine to where, you know, it was, where's everybody at? We're not going on until we pray. I have to share something. We always include, even in our regular show, we include gospel music. I love to do How Great Thou Art, and it always goes over well. Well, one night, there was a storm coming, and I said, guys, well, I'm going to put How Great Thou Art, and we were doing an outside venue. And they're like, you got to cut it short. And I said, I won't cut it short until we do How Great Thou Art. So I rushed in, and we did the song, and it went over really well, and we finished the show. And after I come off stage, one of my horn players came up, and he says, I need to talk to you about something. I said, well, sure, what is it? And he says, well, I'm not happy. And I went, oh, no, you know, what's going on? He says, well, no. He said, every time you do How Great Thou Art, he says, you take the time to acknowledge God and talk about what he's done in your life. He says, even if it's just brief. And he says, you didn't do that tonight. And he said, it really bothered me. I said, so the next time I did the song in public again with the group, I shared that story. And I said, you know, how wonderful, again, just being so blessed and thankful to be around people who appreciate God and value the role he plays in your life. So it was something that, yeah, Jim's group planted with our group, and it grew, and then even to where the songs meant a whole lot more when we were performing them and how the songs were introduced.
And what was interesting, too, just the growth in the individuals in your group, because your group wasn't like a Christian group that went from church to church. These were kind of some rock and rollers and some partiers, you know, like the neighbor next door. I mean, these are kind of average Americans that lived a lot of life, and yet as the fragrance of Christ was upon Jim and his group and upon you and implemented in a very non-threatening, wonderful invitation kind of way, they grew to kind of really appreciate that prayer time.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Another thing, you always acknowledge God for your success. And during our ups and downs, and our membership has changed. We've got new members and some old people that have been with us from the very beginning. But during all of our ups and downs, we always acknowledge that God is really in control. And so even during the down times, we acknowledge that this is for a reason. God will close doors so tightly that they won't reopen, but he'll also open many more on the other side of it. So, you know, about a year ago, we were challenged with some issues, and during prayer, routinely, I laid it upon God. I said, you know, use me however you choose. I'll accept it. So, you know, he's not delivered me a $2 million tour bus and a recording contract, and I'm okay with that.
It's coming.
Because there's so many wonderful stories. You know, we were in DeCoin, Illinois, and I introduced How Great Thou Art. And when we finished, I said, come up to the table, the merchandise table later, and share with me how God's worked in your life. And so there's a guy that kept kind of hanging back. And finally, after everybody cleared out, he came up. And he opens up the top button on his shirt. He had a really bad scar, and he also had a scar on his face. And he said, you see these? He said, these are bullet holes. And he says, I was an innocent bystander at a gas station during a robbery. And he said, there were several shots fired. And he says, I got in the way of two of them. Hmm. And he says, but here I stand. And he says, I shouldn't be here, but because of God, he says, I'm still standing. I'm still with my wife and kids. And he says, that's my testimony. And you just feel so incredibly blessed when somebody shares. So I think it's so important in your routine, your daily routine, to share what Christ is doing in your life, but also be aware that there are people around you that might not have had the confidence to share that. And by your sharing, you give them the confidence to bring that out. And you know, you can't put a price on that.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
Well, Scott, I'm excited to share you with our radio listening family members tomorrow night at the Olive Garden Restaurant in Champaign. You'll be there with Jim Gunther, Stephen McClary, Dina Mum, other radio staff, and other surprises. Come on out, everyone. Can you maybe in a closing minute and a half or something close out with an Elvis favorite or some song that you'd like to sing?
Amazing Grace probably means the most to me. Even though the talking about I was blind, but now I see, you know, with all my eye difficulty. And we know it's a different way of seeing, but that's how I first connected with this song. So let me do just a little bit of Amazing Grace for you.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, oh, but now I'm found.
that's just a little taste, but how soothing is that to...
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Both Jim and I are looking at each other thinking, this is good. And all of God's people said, we are blessed, and I sure hope that if you can make the time to come out tomorrow night, anytime between 4:30 and 6:30, to the Olive Garden restaurant in Champaign for the Great News Radio final meet and greet. Dr. Phoebe Lanier will sing a few spirituals, a few gospel selections. As you just heard, Scott will maybe sing a couple of his own songs along with a few tributes to Elvis. We'll have Dina Mum read some poetry. Steve McCleary, the director of the Singing Men of GNN, will be there with guitar in hand. Jim Gunther right here in our studio will also do some background vocals. So it'll be a great time, fun, food and fellowship, some giveaways. Somebody will win a $25 gift card to the Olive Garden restaurant. And so come on out, everyone. Nobody will eat alone. So if you're single or widowed or for whatever reason, your friend or spouse can't make it, we'll put you at the table with some other great news radio listening family members. So that's tomorrow night at the Olive Garden Restaurant in Champaign, 4:30 to 6:30. Hey, thanks, Scott. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
All right. Well, thank you, Mark and Jim. Always good to hear from you.
You too, buddy.
Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.